The Mike Dolce Show.
Today's sponsor is Audible. Visit audiblepodcast.com/Dolce for a free audiobook download. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mike Dolce Show, episode Dirty 36. Why is it dirty?
Is that like the star year 3036?
What? Is it Dirty 36?
Dirty 36.
Oh. Yeah, I think this episode's going to be dirty today.
Dirtier than usual.
No, I'm going to talk about the oregano that's growing in the backyard. Yeah, the backyard, the garden is kicking ass. We're going to get some photos out. Let's take some photos today. So we're going to post some almost real-time photos. We're going to pop them up today. And you can see what we had going on back there. It's pretty delicious.
It is. And it's so cool to be able to go out in your backyard and just rip stuff out of the ground and throw it in your food.
Yeah. Rip stuff out of the ground.
Like,
yeah, worms and ants.
Yeah.
Yeah. That actually, we're coming out with a new recipe called, earth-grown rodents. No.
They're plentiful in some areas of the United States.
That's true. All right, guys. We got Sean, the quizzical genie, the new.
In the house.
Sean Newbley in the house. What's up, man?
Nothing much.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good right now. Don't have any more tests.
Yeah, your week was absolutely insane. Tell everybody a little bit of what you're doing.
The week from hell, I had to learn everything for my economics exam and my finance exam in a week. It wasn't fun.
So you're taking an exam here in June. Why are you taking exams in June? Didn't you just finish?
Finish school? Yeah, I'm taking summer classes. Yeah.
Sean's hardcore.
Sean is hardcore. And that's the point I'm trying to make here, and he's, I think, being humbled by it. He's hardcore. He is nonstop school mode, stacking on classes, working his ass off all summer long. And he's working for us, taking care of business over here, which we really appreciate his assistance. And
yeah, it's fun.
And he's getting in amazing shape on top of it all. Now, guys out there, you're not carrying a harder workload. If you have kids, I understand that's a busy schedule too, but there's ways to get it done. And I think Sean's story is great as to somebody that's getting it done. So break down your background a little bit, your story.
The story of this week or the story of...
Just the
story of my life.
Touch on very quickly, just remind, because everybody's been listening. And guys, go back to, was it last episode? Or the two episodes ago.
I think two episodes.
And you'll hear our initial interview with Sean.
Yeah.
But you were 202 pounds.
Yeah. So freshman year, I got really fat, 202 pounds.
You're a junior now. Yeah. Going into senior year.
Yeah. Okay. Going into senior year. So this was back when I was a freshman. And yeah, I came out here to Mike's house and I was really fat. So I decided I had to turn it around when I went back to school that semester. And here I am, 150.
Wow. 52 pounds.
52 pounds.
And we have the photos of 202. We have the scale photos. We have the unhappy face photos.
Yeah, there's a few photos.
Yeah, and that was at the end of freshman year, right?
No, that was the beginning of freshman year. Halfway through is when I started to turn it around.
Turn it around. So, Jesus.
I sort of vacillated in between that point and now, though, in terms of actually doing healthy things.
Vacillated.
Yes.
I knew you were going to pick up. Not Vaseline.
See, now as a freshman, as a freshman in college, I'm sure Vassal. I mean, I'm sure it was a big part of your life at that time, so I understand.
No, vacillating is the oscillate in between two points.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oscillating.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it these days? Yeah. Well, you were oscillating in your hotel room. But gaining weight.
Yeah.
And then you were gaining weight because you were living that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Which we touched on two episodes ago. The college lifestyle, the meal ticket. Was it a voucher program or something they load you up with?
Yeah, just buying the meal plan for a ridiculous price per meal and having completely unhealthy foods.
And
only.
Freshman year, they force you to buy those meal plans, right?
Yeah, it's part of your room and board. It's one package.
And you can't opt out of that?
No, not as a freshman.
Not as a freshman.
Even with a doctor's note that says, I can't eat any of this food, and unless you're going to make me special food, I'm not buying into this?
I don't know. That probably might be an extenuating circumstance.
Okay.
So what's the cost?
Depends on the school. Where I go to Lehigh, I think it's around like $4 per meal.
$4 per meal. What does that break down to per semester?
They charge you, I don't know, it's like around 1500 upwards, I think, for a semester on a meal plan.
All right. So
and some schools, it could be as expensive as $10 for a swipe.
Wow. So.
So that's pretty pricey.
Yeah. Definitely a little.
Mic problems. Mike, not the microphone, me. I'm having problems. There's mic problems here.
Mike always manages to do something to the equipment.
I'm a mess.
In every podcast.
I'm a mess. There's wires dripping all over me. I can't move or I'll think, I'll tear the whole tower down.
It's like a house of cards here.
It is, but it's comfortable. I'm sitting in a big, comfortable chair, and that makes it all worthwhile.
We're making it work.
And I have a coffee in my hand with coconut oil mixed in it. Oh my goodness. This charges me up. I absolutely love it.
Nick Lentz loves it too.
Nick Lentz.
He was on Twitter the other day expounding on it.
Nick caused a Twitter storm when he talked about how he was loving the Dolce diet, coconut oil in coffee technique. And the responses, it started an all day conversation from around the world. People were chiming in. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Tiago Alves jumped in immediately talking about it. And everybody freaking loves it, which is cool. And that's what I'm doing right now. Real deal.
Coconut oil in the coffee.
Yeah. Adds taste.
Yeah. And that swings back to you. With your 52-pound weight loss, amazing, absolutely amazing transformation. And continuing, what are the major differences between old Sean and new Sean?
Well, first of all, just eating completely healthy, especially when I'm out here, eating fresh, earth-grown nutrients, not processed foods, chips, candy bars, all that stupid stuff. Plus, the beer at college definitely does you in.
Absolutely.
Beer. Yeah.
Poor lifestyle choices, of course. But you said earth-grown nutrients, and... is that the major difference? Now you understand the difference,
right?
And you see the value, the great value in earth-grown nutrients.
You could see the effects it has on my body, you know? Don't look fat anymore.
But how do you – I think another possible interesting benefit is also your workload now.
Yeah, I can handle a higher capacity of work and be more efficient.
At a higher – so you're working
– at a higher rate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're working – much more now than you were time, you know, spent.
Yeah, that last week when I was studying for the exam, I was up at 6 a.m. just to start my day off right and get everything done in the day that has to be done, work until 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Studying, doing packages, whatever.
Yeah. Handled all his work-related responsibilities, kicked ass with his studies. Yeah, I mean, really put in the time. It was impressive. And but you maintained your workouts, which is very important. And you're continuing to get in absolutely amazing shape.
Yeah. I mean, it's just as important as the schoolwork or anything else, staying in shape. So got to do it. It's part of the day.
And I noticed you were consistent too. It seems like at 11:30 or 11:45.
Yeah, it's around 11 every day.
Yeah. You're like, all right, you just stop what you're doing. Workout time.
Yeah, because it's also like a stress relief. You know, I've been working on my schoolwork and stuff for 5 hours. Get a good workout in, take a shower, then get back to it.
Yeah.
Eat some food.
The lifestyle. Now, food. What kind of food are you eating now?
Start off my day with a breakfast bowl, hemp seeds, chia seeds, some oats, raisins, cinnamon. Really good.
Delicious.
Start my day off right. That's for sure. Then move on from there. Definitely have a chia pudding at some point.
And then you just make your choices through your day. You know what your options are. You know what you can eat. And you just whip together meals as you want. It doesn't really matter. Recipe out of the Living Lean cookbook or something just based on the principles of earth-grown nutrients.
Yeah. Whatever's in the fridge, make something interesting out of it because it's all fresh.
It's all fresh. That's right. Hear that, everybody? Everything in my fridge is fresh. Boom. As it should be until it's gone because most of it's going to be gone in a day or two. That's the way we roll out here.
Yeah.
we enjoy going to the supermarket. It's not that hard. It's not that bad. I mean, for as long as you stand in line at Subway, you can run in the supermarket and pick up some fresh produce, you know, a couple products, and be back in your car and home in the same amount of time as you stop through any one of these drive-thrus. Then you got meals for days, quite literally. I actually enjoy it. I enjoy being around the ingredients and just seeing what's out there and seeing what's fresh, which is always cool. Because the more time you spend in those produce sections, the more you'll notice the rotation of the foods and what's fresh and where they come from. So you kind of, you know, you get locked into those seasons. So then your refrigerator should always be changing. You know, what you're eating should always be changing because you're always eating what's the freshest, what's the most vibrant, what's the most local. Makes it enjoyable. It's a little side note.
Yeah.
So what were you eating back in school at 2:02 for breakfast back then? Or were you eating breakfast back then?
Yeah, definitely breakfast. I've always, I don't know, breakfast is my favorite, always been my favorite meal of the day. So I would always go up to the dining hall, get eggs or something like that.
Yeah.
Even if the eggs were completely unhealthy coming out of a carton, put bacon and spinach omelet.
So you get the traditional American breakfast.
Yeah.
Heavy protein, heavy fat.
An orange juice.
High sugar. Boom.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then don't eat again until 5.
Of course.
Wow.
Crash. Blood sugar plummets.
Yeah.
Metabolism stops.
And it's not even necessarily a full meal. It might be like some Nature Valley bar.
Yeah. You know? Little fiber in there.
Yeah. And then
digestive system boiling.
Had work to do. Fell asleep. Wake up the next day.
Completely catabolic. Muscle tissue breaking down. Fat being stored.
Yep.
A high work rate at class. High cognitive function. Burning additional calories. Decreasing recuperation. Immunity. Central nervous system.
Yeah.
So the body continues to break down. Fat just continues to store. Your output is less because you feel worse. So you're not going out. You're not playing football. You're not, you know, getting workouts in. You're not going for a jog. You're just kind of getting back and forth, which is kind of, I mean, does this sound familiar world? You know, everybody, it doesn't matter if you're in school or if you're, you know, a 45-year-old accountant driving your fancy office. It's all really the same grind. It's the same stuff. And it's the same fix. Which is most important? You can make it, make that change, make that fix just as easily as Sean did, you know, just as easily as I did or anybody else. You just make that decision that today's the day you're going to change and this is the moment you're going to change. And from that decision forward, every decision becomes healthy, better, more positive. That's the way you make the change. You just move forward. And it doesn't have to be perfect. Of course not. It'll never be perfect. It just has to be better. So every decision makes it better. You eat a little bit better. You know, you drink better fluids. You train more. You find other ways, better ways. You continue to improve, to evolve. And you've done it. And then now, you know, Sean is here at 150 pounds.
Yeah.
The last time you were here, you were what, in the mid-60s?
Yeah, last time I was here, probably about 160.
Which is awesome, because that was where, like, oh, man, like 40 pounds. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's definitely a lot.
A lot. Now, time continues, and what happens? He continues to evolve and progress.
Yep.
And he lost another 10 pounds, but he's gaining muscle now. He's at the point now in the process that he's in the 8 to 12%. He's in the living lean phase. Sean is living lean, and this is what we talked about. The purpose of living lean is to be between 8 and 12% body fat. If you're a healthy adult male, for females, 16 to 20% body fat. That's very healthy. It's very fit. And it is a goal. It's not easy to get there, but it's very attainable with work and with the proper lifestyle, which I laid out in Living Lean. So Sean's in that zone now because he's been living lean for 3 years.
Sean is no longer vacillating.
No.
Yes.
That's funny. So where was I going with that? What was I saying? Oh, so with living, so that's what it is. But now, this is the point that I'm making. So I was talking about evolving. So he's evolved. He's continued with his lifestyle. He has stayed accountable, which is another Dolce diet principle. He stayed accountable. He's continued. And now he's gaining muscle. He's entering to the single-digit body fat phase, everybody. That's a mile marker. That's very important.
Yeah.
That's a big step. Not many of you have been there recently, maybe ever, but it's possible. It's possible in time. with those single decisions. And that's what I'm talking about. Each single decision adds up and continues and evolves. And in time, you're here. And maybe 12% is perfect for you, and that's amazing. Are you there right now? Well, then what are you doing? What are you waiting for? Get there. All right. Brandy's going to hop in with the Facebook Q&As.
Yeah, we have some questions from all over the web today. Our first one is from Alan Lewis May. He says, this is from Facebook. He says, "Hey, Mike, I don't remember how, but I found your podcast on iTunes after your rant about the lady smoking in her car and the other lady drinking the Coke. I was hooked. One question. I'm 6'5", 215 pounds, and I'm trying to slim down for the summer. My diet is very good, earth-grown and organic and nothing from a box. My problem is that my hunger seems to never cease. I used to be overweight in my teens, and my family in general is overweight. Maybe it's hereditary, but I am hungry all the time. It seems like I could eat forever, especially now that I'm doing more body weight and cardio training. Do you have suggestions on food that suppresses appetite or maybe the best foods to fill you for a long time other than oatmeal? Thanks. You guys are awesome. Alan."
Alan, what's up? Good to hear from you. Foods that suppress appetite. I like the coconut oil in coffee. It doesn't suppress appetite. What it does, it gives an even disbursement of energy. It digests a little slower. So I don't feel the need to eat. I don't feel the hunger creep in as often, as much, when I have the coconut oil in my coffee, which is an essential fat. It's a very, very important nutrient. And I'm glad to get it in with my coffee. Now, I don't drink these big monster mugs of coffee. The cups of coffee I make are, you know, maybe 4 ounces. It's Brazilian style, which I really enjoy. The Brazilian people and the culture and their love of coffee. And Vitor Belfort taught me how to drink coffee this way, and I love it. It's a delicacy. So it's very concentrated. It's not too much. And the coconut oil, it's just the perfect blend. So that's a great one. Avocados are another great food to help satiate. They digest slower, and they're so healthy. It's so good for you. Mix those in, a quarter to half of avocado, a couple meals a day. Have an avocado as a snack mixed with an orange. What a great meal. If you're, you know, depending on what you're trying to do, and I'm not a calorie deprivation advocate. I don't believe in that. I believe in eating exactly what your body needs and not eating too much too often, not allowing your emotions to control your eating. So, you know, more dense foods. Quinoa is another food where it's very heavy in nutrients, essential, vital nutrients, but it's very light in digestion. I mean, it's like air, you know, it doesn't bog you down. It doesn't slow you down at all, but gives tremendous amounts of benefits. Those are some great foods I'd suggest. And stay hydrated. You know, you don't have to overhydrate. You don't have to, you know, kill yourself, you know, drinking too much, but you have to stay adequately hydrated.
Our next question is from Nathan Court. He says, "Hi, Mike. First off, thanks for all you do. Love your material, whether it's your books, podcasts, tweets, stories, videos, Q&As, etc. Also, have to say, when Brandy was playing the Cartman clips in one episode, it made me seriously laugh out loud, as it was great comedic timing."
Boo.
Thank you, Nathan. Mike hated that. I got lambasted. Lambasted?
Lambasted.
Lambasted?
Yeah.
That sounds tasty. Okay. The reason for my message is that I'm a professional fighter with a 3-2 record. However, I have been out of action since December due to injuries sustained in my last fight, which resulted in a lot of treatment and surgeries. I've recently been cleared by the doctors and surgeons to resume training. However, due to the time out, I've become a fat 225 pounds. I fight at 170 and I'm 6'2". I am taking this as a clean slate and I have used 3 weeks to shred it in the past. However, I'm looking to do living lean full time from now on. I have never had the best strength and conditioning in the past and this has been my downfall and my two losses. So I plan on working on this a lot now that I'm back. What exercises can I do and what weight/lifts can you recommend to develop that will assist me as a pro MMA fighter?" Oh, he adds, "I currently work night shifts from 11 p.m. to 8 a.m., and I'm hoping to do a system of work, train, sleep, train, work, repeat. I'm also working with doctors still to monitor my return. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Oh, wait, one more thing. Also, have you ever considered documenting a fight week with a video when helping someone like Johnny Hendricks cut 27 pounds in fight week on a meal-by-meal sort of thing? Personally, I'd pay good money if you were ever to produce such thing.
Boom. Yeah, absolutely. We have documented. We have documented some of these weight cuts. So we're gonna put out some great content for you guys here soon. Now to back up his question a little bit, because there was quite a bit there.
Yeah, his main question. So he's a fighter. He's coming back from injuries.
What were his injuries specifically? To what area?
Excuse me, it didn't say what area, but he says, "What exercises can I do, and what weight/lifts can you recommend to develop?"
Gotcha.
Or that will assist me as a pro MMA fighter.
Okay, and you also said that you currently are under doctor's care, which is excellent. I'm very happy to hear that. Talk to your doctor about anything I say, any thoughts, suggestions that anybody gives you, any lifestyle or diet, exercise program change. Talk to your doctor, get it cleared. Me personally, I like motions of the deadlift. Now, that can actually be as simple as touching your toes and standing back up. That, my friends, is a deadlift. It's not having a barbell bending, you know, and your face grimacing and every vein popping out of your neck. That is also deadlifting, and I love that version also. I've been that guy and done that many, many times, thousands of times, easily, tens of thousands of times in my life. But just touching your toes. And I think those are some basic functions of human life, human existence. So I make sure we can go through all of those different motions, you know, a complete squat, which is basically sitting into a chair and standing back up, you know, with your head up, your chest up, your core nice and tight, your knees spread, your feet flat on the ground, the weight shifting through your heels, popping, exploding through your hips. Can you do that, or do you have to kind of creaky, shaky, lean to one way, put your hand down, pull yourself up? Well, we got to fix those things before we talk about, you know, any sort of applied resistance. And I don't know your full situation, so I don't want to get too deep. But you want to go along those paths. Now, maybe you're fine. You're ready to go. You have no medical restrictions. Well, then you can get right into a very, you know, hardcore strength training program, of which we do have outlined in Living Lean. I have multiple programs in there with the full exercise index. So this stuff, this content is out there, guys. But those are the exercises. And I tell you, you know, and what I talk about here, it's deadlifts. It's pulls. It's rows. It's chins. It's presses of high rep nature. I believe in high rep pressing. I believe explosive, heavy posterior work. Because specifically in MMA, and then of course we get sports specific, but in general, much, much more injuries seem to be anterior located due to overexertion. There's so many things that can go wrong. So we train with great control, with very high reps, which builds tremendous, tremendous, tremendous strength. And you still get all that pop and explosion from the posterior chain. Your hips, your quads, your hamstrings, your lower back, your traps. You know, all those muscles are still very explosive. And then we train that core. We hammer the core. In UFC Fit, every workout that I have, we hammer the core. All 12 weeks, we hammer the core every single day. And we have a supplied ab disc, the ab assassin. I named that pretty cool.
That workout is awesome.
I love that one.
It's sick, right?
Yeah.
So the whole body gets trained. And that's just the philosophy of what I've always been doing, what I've evolved continuously, what I've evolved to do and to suggest and to recommend. So that's what I would suggest for you. You know, get along that plane, see how you're going, and then just start applying resistance with perfect, perfect form. And you know, check out, I have a high hip deadlift video on the DolceDiet.com that I filmed for Bodybuilding.com and Fighters Only magazine. Check that video out. I break down the high hip deadlift. That's my go-to, my favorite exercise. If I could only do one exercise, you know, the high hip deadlift would be it.
Speaking of UFC Fit, Smitty Hines says, "Hey, Mike, I have a couple of questions for you. I just purchased UFC Fit, and I'm waiting for it to be delivered this week. What advice might you have for a bigger guy starting the program? I was at 400 pounds back in November, but have since dropped to 355 with a combination of going gluten-free and cow dairy-free, along with some DDP yoga. Also, does the program guide cover much of the information from your other books? I plan to order your other books as soon as I can, but recently got hit with some large dental bills. Thanks for your time."
Absolutely. Can you restate his question?
It's what advice might you have for a bigger guy starting the program? Yeah.
And his starting weight is four.
Well, he's 355 now.
355 now. Awesome, man. Great effing job. Great fucking job. I'm allowed to curse here on the Mike Dolce Show. It's my show. I make the rules.
That's right.
I get to curse sometimes. Great fucking job, man. I absolutely love that. UFC Fit. I built UFC Fit for you exactly. The first phase, week one through week three, is the transition phase. It builds you. It gets you off the couch and gets you moving. You work with me at your own pace. A pro athlete can do it right next to you and get an amazing workout, and you'll get an amazing workout. You'll be equally tired at the end. I teach you how to work at your own pace, and I build you. We build strength. We build flexibility. We build endurance. We build balance. The first three-week phase. The next 3 weeks, we kick it up a notch. And then again, and then again, the last three-week phase is the peaking phase, where you will be in the best shape of your adult life. I think that's fair.
So, okay, so say I'm Smitty. I put in the DVD. The first one was Power Punch.
Power Punch.
I put it in.
I named that.
I'm pretty sure you
named it. I like the, you know?
It's fun. I think you named a lot of it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So I put in the DVD.
I also named the book box in second grade.
The book box?
The book box.
I've never heard this. What is that story? We'll get back to the meeting in a second. Wait, what's the book box?
There was some sort of donation at school. And like
did you go to St. Rose?
I did. Some company. Do you remember the book box? Was that there?
I think your legacy is survived.
Yes. It stands on. It's that good.
The book box.
The book box. I should have trademarked that shit.
Well, what was it? People just donated books? Hey, put a book in the book box.
Yeah, and they would, you just open it. You can just take a book. Like, it was great for kids because I remember I'd open it, you take a book, and you go home, and you just bring it back, you take a new book. It was, you know, in the middle of the hallway, like in general population.
Was there a contest for the naming of
this
box? There
was a contest. There was a contest.
And you came up with the book box.
The book box. The Dolce Diet.
Sean's laughing his ass off.
Like, it's such a good name for a box that holds books.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's such a stretch.
Yeah.
Did you vacillate between many names?
No, I have no need to vacillate. There's no vacillating for me.
Okay, wait, back to Smitty. So I'm Smitty. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm like, damn, I don't know if I can do this. This looks high pace. Looks hard. I can't touch my toes yet. You know, I mean, these are real concerns for people who maybe haven't worked out in a long time. They have a lot of weight. They get tired going up the stairs. He puts in the DVD. It starts. There's your beautiful face, Mike. Welcome to UFC Fit.
For the last 10 years, I've helped the world's greatest athletes.
Yeah. So what is Smitty thinking right now? He's going to stand up and start doing arm circles to warm up. He can do that.
He can do that.
What?
He can do everything.
He can do everything just at his own pace.
That's exactly it. That's the way it was built. And you'll see the people that we have in the background. They look great, but they're all different body types. They're not people that are built to do certain exercises. We have the muscle bound, the big dude, Big Mike in the back, where some exercises he's amazing at, other exercises he's terrible. Then we have the super flexible people that some exercises they excel, but some of the strength exercises, they don't have the strength. They collapse. They fail. We have some of the endurance athletes that can do some reps over and over and over, but they can't move the heavier weight with good form. So everybody is in the UFC Fit team that they were selected because they have a special skill. And they're pretty. They're good looking people, but they have these special skills and flaws, just like I do. You'll see some exercises. I fall. I train with you guys for real. I am not perfect. I have some things I'm really good at and some things I'm not. I can't think of what those are, quite honestly.
There's so many things I'm good at.
I'm sure if I really thought long and hard, I could find one. But that's the way I made UFC Fit. I made UFC Fit because I've been doing this my whole life. I've been doing it my whole life. I've been training people my whole life. And I also train the world's greatest athletes on top of that. And the same thing works for everybody. Capital B-O-D-Y. Everybody. My principles work for. These programs work for. So with UFC Fit, it's a 12-week peaking program based on my principles I use with the world's greatest athletes, broken down in a manner that anybody can do. Did you know I created the Women's Fit program 6 years ago in Portland, Oregon? And before that, it was Full Contact Fitness. five, you know, in New Jersey, and it was the same program. It was a full body, full training program, systematized training system for regular people based on elite science. My science has certainly evolved since then, which is obvious with my elite group of athletes that continue to excel amongst world-class professionals. So we have the science, right? And then the daily application is so simple. It's so easy to do. My shit is easy to do, people. You know, why don't you do it? You got to do it. You got to start right now because it works. You know it works. I say it works better than anything else out there. Prove me wrong. Point at my results and say they're not the best in the world. You can't. There's other great ones too, but I know mine is fucking awesome and it works. And it's simple that it's so simple, anybody can do it. Everybody can do it. I used to be 280 pounds. I lost 110 pounds. And then I put 25 pounds of lean, nasty muscle back on. I walk around at 195, 7% body fat now, and feel amazing. If I can do it, I live a busy life, man. I'm always traveling, grinding, creating content, many, many obligations. 20-hour days, 27-hour days, nonstop with few little trips here and there, always in different time zones. So I'm busy too, but I also find time to take care of myself, which reminds me of a Richard Branson article. I think you and I have spoken about, Sean and Brandy, where someone asked Branson, what's the number one key to your success, do you think? And Branson's reply was, I make the time to exercise. That 1 hour a day I spend on my health and fitness gives me 4 hours of greater productivity in each given day. So Richard Branson is a multi-billionaire.
Sir.
Sir. Sir. And he deserves that title.
Sir Richard Branson for his contribution to being an entrepreneur.
Sir Richard Branson. Yeah.
He said only Americans call him Sir Richard Branson, actually.
Because it's so sexy, like, sir. Yeah. It's like gangster. He's a knight.
Yeah, I want to be called Sir.
The White Knight.
The White Knight.
Can we change? Can I change my name to Sir? Sir Michael?
Sir Michael.
Sir Michael. That doesn't sound good.
No.
No.
Who's going to knight you?
Mister. I want to name my son.
No. No, everybody. Okay. Listen to this. This is ridiculous.
Future. Mister. Michael Dolce.
Like Mr. would be his first name.
His first name would be Mr.
on the birth certificate.
Like Mr. Dolce, his teacher would have to call him. His teachers would have to call him Mr. Dolce. Everyone would have to call him. The police officer, hopefully he's...
The police officer?
Hey, you know what I'm saying. Stupid kid, 18 years old, we're going to get the phone call, and the cop's going to be like, Mr. Dolce. Like, that's right.
They'd probably call him Mr. Dolce anyway.
Respect my...
authority.
Respect my authority.
Don't make me pull out the Cartman clips.
Or would we be ruining his life?
Ruining his life. You're not naming Maybe. Our kid Mr.
Yeah.
Oh. Sean.
Sean. Sean.
So check this out. Our The Mike Dolce Show is now a free app on Android.
Boom.
In the, I guess it's...
Download that app, people.
Google Play Store, is that...
Yeah, the Google Play Store.
Okay.
The
Mike Dolce Show on your phone. Download it every time an episode comes out. You don't got to search for it anymore.
No, and it's a pretty cool app. People are really liking it. We're getting some good feedback. And it's going to be on iTunes soon. It's just, it's going through that process
right now.
Hurry
up, Apple.
I know. Come on, Apple.
Step up your game, Apple. Come on now. Submitted this a while ago.
Yeah, there, you know.
Apple's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Their iBook store, we actually really like dealing with Apple. I know... You know, some people say good things, some say bad things, but from our perspective, they're very fair. They're very fair to us from a business relationship. They seem to be very fair as customers to our customers, the customer support on that side. If there's any sort of issue or you know, communication problem, they seem to be pretty well on top of it.
Yeah, and, you know, so
but hurry up with your app, with our app.
I know. Well, we've been getting feedback through our app. You can contact us directly and shoot us an email, like, right from the app with your comments on certain episodes or whatever. And
shoot your questions in.
So we have a couple of comments/questions here. One, this is from Devin Napier via the Android app. He says, this app idea is awesome. It's like you're inside my head, Mike. I had thought to
That's
myself,
right.
It would be great if Mike Dolce would make workout DVDs because he would do them right. Hello.
I'm listening.
Then, boom, UFC fit. And now this. Keep it coming, Mike. You're on a roll, especially with your podcast. Thanks for everything, Coach. Your man, Devin Nebier.
Devin, thanks, man. That's freaking awesome. Thank you. We're grinding. You know, we're listening to you guys through these communications, just like your email right now and everybody else. You know, all the communication we get, we're just directing content to you guys. You guys tell us what you want to hear, and that's what we're giving back. So whether it is the Dolce Diet book series, whether it is UFC Fit, whether it is the Mike Dolce Show podcast, whether it is our social media outlets, you know, the Sunday Q&A on Twitter, all the interactions and the photos and the videos that we post on our Facebook page, all that content, you know, is driven by you guys. So keep it coming in and keep these messages coming. You know, and we love to share these messages with everybody else. It's amazing the global community that we actually have around the Dolce Diet. It's amazing. So you guys are linked together, which is phenomenal. And it's cool for me to see that the people with in Warsaw, Poland, have the same concerns as those in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, that's true.
The same issues, the same challenges, the same family members, the same, you know, workplace situation, the same, you know, training environments, the same injuries, the same, like, you know, ingredient confusion, you know, the same financial hopes, you know, so it's all very common. I think that's why hopefully the advice that I share, the suggestions that I have, the experiences that I've had are all based on common sense. They're all based on unifying principles. It's all based on science. It's very simple, the way I see it. And it works, once again. It works. And God, you know, I keep talking about it. I say I want to share my message with everybody and allow them the opportunity to make the change. And it's really, it's a change of position. It's a change of mind. It's just the decision to kind of fall off that grid, fall off the wheel, and just start being healthy. Start taking care of yourself. You know, Subway's not good for you. You know it's processed. You know Eat Fresh is just an ad campaign. You know the color scheme that they use and the whole Jared thing. You know it's all BS. You know it's just, you know, funded by tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars of marketing just to get you to buy their product, you know, at as much profit as they can squeeze out of you by preserving the nutrients for as long as they can, by getting the least expensive overhead options that they can. I mean, that's what's going on. So why not get and believe that real food is much better?
Well, it's a business.
It's a business.
And they're in it to make profit.
And that's what I want.
They're not in it to make you healthy.
To understand, because that seems to be the battle. People leave their house knowing they're going to be gone for 6 or 8 hours, and they don't say, well, I'm going to need to eat twice in that time. They just, and they're like, oh man, I had to go. I had to stop at Chipotle, you know, because I was on the road and, you know, I had to eat something. I hadn't eaten since breakfast, right? You say you got to eat every 2 to 4 hours. Like, you know, that's BS, you know?
Why didn't you bring a meal with you?
Yeah, why don't you bring two? Where's your backpack? Where's your suitcase? Where's your cooler? Where's your plan? Where's your plan? Which is what it is. Where's your trail mix? Where's your bag of raw, unsalted cashews and raisins dumped into a Ziploc, you know, by your side at the very least? Where is that?
Well, convenience has usurped our personal value in ourselves. We don't view ourselves as human beings anymore. We view ourselves as machines, money-making machines, trying to get stuff done for ourselves and our family. And, you know, convenience comes first.
We. Not me.
Well, not me. Not
me.
The quiz over here. But, you know, I think we have to clear our heads and find those values again.
I agree. That's why people need to start living lean, God darn it. Start living lean.
Well, it's like you say, you can't patent broccoli.
I can't patent broccoli. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just telling you what works. That's what I think is pretty cool. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm telling you what works.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I have books available and all that stuff, but you don't have that. We have free content like this very show right now. That's why we do these Q&As. I give you, I think, much better content, much more directed content. I answer your specific questions. In these, so, and when, you know, just as much free content as we can put out there, you know that we do that. So it's out there. It's just up to you to embrace it and make that change and make that decision. Whether you use, you know, my suggestions or not, you need to make the decision. So do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it now.
You guys didn't get that, did you?
I got it. It's Arnold.
Oh, Brandy. Noobed out.
What?
Starsky and Hutch.
I mean, it's Starsky and Hutch.
Boom. Probably 7% of the population would have gotten that, though.
Hey, our next question is from Josh Sheehan, also via the cool new free Android app.
Android app. Download that.
Do it now. He says, hi, Mike. I was trying to get advice to get my weight down and still keep my size. I'm a rugby player, and I've always struggled through preseason with weight, and I think it is hindering my performance and holding me back from where I would really like to be at. I'm currently walking around at 322 pounds, and I really want to cut but keep my size. Any advice I would be grateful for. Any advice? I messed that up. Sorry.
Yeah. So what you need to do is you need to get your food handled first. Are you living lean? Are you following the principles of the Dolce diet? Are you getting enough vital nutrients to sustain, to build, to repair, to regenerate? Are you doing that? I mean, that's step one, and you certainly should be. I mean, that's what you need to handle before you even get into exercise and all that stuff. You need to get your meal plan, your food down, and you need to get your rest, your recuperation down. You need to make sure you're healthy. Have you gone to a doctor? Have you gotten your wellness test? Are you up to date on everything that you need to be up on? That's where you start. You start with the base of perfect, vibrant health. And then we build out from there through the nutrition plan. Then we begin to exercise. Then we dial the nutrition plan into our specific goals. And then we introduce the type of training necessary to achieve those goals. We build out the other areas of our life to be in synergy with your goals. Everything is clean and efficient and positive. Everything that you want is available. Everything that you need is available. That's what we're doing, and that's how it gets really easy. Simple, I mean, simple stuff, guys. Which is, I mean, that's why it's very hard to do, because it almost seems to make too much sense. It's too easy. That won't work. That's too easy. What is the magic? Where's the magic? The magic is simplicity.
Magic, magic, magic.
Magic.
Hey, Corey Hayhurst says, hey, Mike, I just bought UFC Fit. Boom.
Boom, nice.
I eat mainly organic food, but was wondering, is it cool to put raw organic eggs in my shakes, which he says are made with hemp force, which is awesome, fruit and almond butter?
Yeah, I would not add raw eggs. There could be some sort of contaminant. I like to cook eggs thoroughly, whether they're poached, which I like to poach eggs, you know, very simple, easy to do. Boiled, you know, hard-boiled eggs, easy, very simple. They last a little bit longer, though. It can get a little stinky. But we make those into the egg avocado bowl.
Oh, that's so good.
Which is so damn good. I might have that today, actually.
I know.
Or scrambled. I like to make omelets and scrambles and things like that, as you can see, with most of the recipes we put out.
Can you cook the egg and then put it in?
Into a shake? No, that'd be gross.
Yeah, it sounds
it
really
would be gross.
Yeah, that'd be disgusting.
Yeah, so I mean, if you need the egg, just make a couple eggs on their own and then make the shake and then
egg on the side.
Yeah. And you can just, if it's a time issue, just hard boil some eggs and then just keep them in your fridge. I mean, they're going to be good for, I'd say, a day. I don't like anything to go past a day.
Do you remember when you blended up the salmon that I wouldn't eat and I was going to drink it?
Yeah.
Mike always tries to get Sean to eat these disgusting things, like, on purpose. the other day we went.
Did you drink that?
Oh, sorry.
I started drinking it, and then I got like one of those.
When was that?
That was at last year, I think it was. Last summer when I was here.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like the salmon because it came out of a can, and I felt bad. I didn't want to waste it, so I was like, oh, just put it into the smoothie.
So that was your idea.
Yeah, and then I started drinking it, and I tasted the vegetables at first, which wasn't bad, but then I got the salmon, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah. That is terrible.
Yeah.
That was funny to watch, though.
The things that go on here it's pretty hilarious. We were at dinner the other night.
Uh-oh.
And remember, and you guys came up with, you and Bob came up with an idea to have Sean, like, eat all his dinner.
No, eat the cheesecake and run a mile behind the car.
Yeah, for some, we go to this restaurant, one of our favorite restaurants, and they always, like, just give us this cheesecake, and they always say, I know you won't eat it, but
yeah,
here's we're gonna give
this. It to you. And it's amazing. It absolutely is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, so we try.
But
try to get Sean eat the cheesecake,
eat the entire cheesecake, and then run a mile behind the car.
Yeah, I said for $5, I will give you $5 if you eat that whole delicious piece of cheesecake and all the amazing dressing that's on the table, like the little chocolate and the caramel and the strawberry, whatever else was on there. Eat that, and then just run 1 mile.
Yeah, but you
under
get,
8 minutes.
Under eight. You say 8 minutes. Yeah.
In 8 minutes, and I will give you $5.
I thought it was 500.
Sean was like, $5. No, because then
Bob upped it to like 200.
Yeah.
And then Bob upped it to all the cash in his pocket. Like
$210. He was specific.
Yeah. But I had you at five. You probably would have done it for $10.
I wouldn't have done it for five.
$10 would have sold it.
And they were going to videotape it.
Because he was like, because the cake just looks so good. He wanted any excuse to eat the cake.
Yeah, but I didn't do it.
He did not do it.
Didn't do it.
That was impressive.
That would have been. Because he would have done it, and he would have, about 4 minutes in, about a half a mile in, because that's a pretty hard pace.
It had to be a 6 minute mile pace, too. Remember that? That stipulation.
That was eight minutes.
8 minute mile.
That's trucking.
That's a pace.
Well, yeah. But.
Definitely doable. Maybe not with a cheesecake.
Cheesecake belly.
And that would have been awesome.
Ew. So gross. Our next question is from Zach Bruss Arkind. He says, "Hey, Mike, I just bought an AccuMeasure body fat caliper so I can keep track of my body fat percentage. Can you tell me where the best place to measure is on your stomach? I keep getting different answers on the web. Thanks."
Yeah, there's a few different places. There's different ideas. I don't know the exact brand or you know, one in your hand. And that does change the area, the pinch points. Who is it? Charles Poliquin is you know, a known coach for decades. And he pioneers some of the body fat, the skin fold pinch tests, which is interesting. So I'd say check out his stuff. Because he goes pretty deep into it, you know, different philosophies on certain areas, and just check it out. You know, I don't like, you know, skin folds very much. I don't think it's very, you know, accurate, because there's so many different ways to do it. I've seen very high level professionals do their own version of skin fold tests, and they come back with very different results. So there's different forms. Probably the best form would be hydrostatic weighing, which is basically you're immersed into a body of water, and the amount of displacement of water indicates your level of body fat. I mean, that's in general terms. We could maybe get somebody to break it down much more specifically if you guys are interested. So shoot us a message on that. And you can usually get it done in most major cities, definitely around most colleges. You know, big colleges have athletic teams. It's pretty common that, you know, you can find something. And it's usually anywhere between $50 and $150. That's an investment, but it's a pretty accurate analysis of your body fat, your lean mass ratio. So, I mean, as far as data goes, and I love the hard science behind what we do, because it's all based on science. And I think that's worth the investment. I think you can find ways to cut costs to truly get an accurate assessment. Because, you know, what did the calipers that you have cost? You know, and there's some sort of a good pair is probably going to be at least $100, I'd say. So that right there is a pretty good test. Just my opinion, though.
Darren McBrady says, "Hey, Mike and Brandy, I love the show. I have 1,000,001 questions, but I'll try to keep it short. What's your opinion on raisin toast or bread in general? Do you eat bread?
Raisin toast.
Do you eat bread? And if so, is it just wholemeal? Looking forward to UFC Fit coming to Australia and would love to get a shout out on the show. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Darren."
Darren, here's your shout out, buddy. What's up, man? Australia, man, I'm jealous. Where do you live? I'm going to have to come crash your house.
I've always wanted to go.
Yeah. Big, actually, we might be going to Australia. We might be doing a multi-city seminar tour out in Australia here pretty soon. So that's something that's been evolving. So let's stay in touch, Darren. Where do you live? Love to...
Dinner at Darren's.
Dinner at Darren's, man. Better be Dolce approved, buddy.
Dolce approved.
So cinnamon toast. Yeah, I do love it.
Raisin toast.
Ezekiel. Mm. That's the brand that I really like best.
For raisin toast.
Yeah. Really for almost for all bread products. I really do like the Ezekiel bread. It's a sprouted grain bread. It digests really well. They have a good variety. It's a good integrity behind the company as far as I know, any research that I've done. It really shows they use good quality of nutrients, and they seem to be good people behind it. And it's high quality. It's delicious. It freezes. So, you know, it's a little bit farther away from coming directly out of the earth, but when you want a bread product, when you need a bread product, well, that's the bread product I go to. And it does, like the East Coast breakfast toast that I do make with Ezekiel cinnamon raisin toast, fried in coconut oil. Mm. Oh my God. Made with fresh berry syrup.
You're cooking after this. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. the fresh berry syrup, you just put fresh berries and a little bit of water into a pot, you cover it, and you put it on a very light simmer. And they just the sugar, the fruit, the essence of the berries starts to just seep out. And
essence of berries.
And mix. And then you just kind of, you just mix that with a spatula, and it turns into like a jelly
the
consistency.
Syrup. Yeah.
Yes, a syrup. You can actually break it down to the as thin as a syrup if you want to. And you just pour it over the top, and it's freaking amazing.
So
sprinkle
good.
Of cinnamon. God darn. So, Darren, that's what I recommend. Now, is it available in Australia? If you could check it out, let me know. I'd really appreciate that. And we'll help you find an alternative. If not.
Yeah.
Ezekiel, boom.
I think UFC Fit is coming. What did they say? Australia next year and UK?
Yep. UFC Fit, I think 2014, is coming to the UK and Australia. It is in the United States right now. It's in North America right now. And why that is, it takes a little time. I mean, it's a huge product that has to be available in huge markets for massive amounts of people. And it takes time to build up that. So it was released as a pre-order and early to make it available because there was great demand on it. But the true release of UFC Fit is going to be until 2014. I mean, it is available now, but there's limited quantities, and there's limited distribution. So, I mean, it's shipping, and it's shipping fast, and it's getting to people in two, three days. But that has to be in North America. So it has, outlets here in the United States, outlets in Canada that allow that to happen. So to get overseas, and it's coming, it's going to be everywhere. It's going to be in UK. It's going to be in Australia. It's going to be in Brazil. It's going to be in India. It's going to be in China. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be global. It just takes a little time.
Are you going to be like subtitled or like?
I don't know.
They're going to do voiceovers.
That's a great question.
I'm going to learn every language it's in every country.
And you're going to do it.
And then reshoot.
May I'm a mic. Boom.
A boom. That's funny. Hey, this guy on Facebook. I don't like when people change their names on Facebook. Like, I'm Brandy Dolce on Facebook. Yeah. You know, what are you, Sean? Like
Brandy, the big something, something, dog, something.
Yeah. This guy's name, he has.
People make their weirdest names, like Mufasa. Like, they take, like, movie characters and stuff and turn it into Facebook names.
Yeah
this really guy, weird. This guy did, his name is Catastrophic Consequences.
Wow. Boom.
His real name is Joe Smith. No, I don't know. But he says, any recommendation for good food for bulking up or building muscle?
Yes. Good food. Good food. I liked it because it was actually a very simple question.
Yes, very simple.
Very simple question, which is great. Catastrophic consequences. I do. I appreciate your name. And foods for bulking up. Yeah, you want to eat often. You certainly do. You want to eat, high, very nutrient-dense foods. Foods like quinoa, foods like sweet potatoes, foods like brown rice, foods like oats. Those are the carbohydrates that I would really lean to. Vegetables, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, spinach, asparagus, kale. Those are favorites of mine. Peppers, onions, eggplants, carrots. I said onions, right? Those are, primary, alternative vegetables to mix in there. Mushrooms, seeds, nuts, oils. And then you need to determine about your lean proteins. Are you a carnivore? Will you be eating animal proteins, which is absolutely fine? And if you are not, it's absolutely fine. You can be completely vegan, follow the Dolce diet principles, and gain lean muscle. You just need a little more diligence. You need to find more complementary proteins, vegans, which means you need more protein sources to get the essential amino acids that the carnivores get in any animal protein. That's the difference. So it is more difficult to be a vegan. That's why typically vegans don't have the type of muscle mass that the carnivores do, just because they don't quite get the same amino acids in the same abundance, in the same constant supply as the carnivores typically do. But that doesn't have to be, because there are many vegans that do make sure they have adequate nutrients coming in, and they compete and look just as good as any other athlete or individual out there. But it is more difficult. It's more time consuming. So that's up to you. I'm a less of a fan of any commercial animal proteins, so try and get everything wild game, and that's fish out of the ocean, an animal out of the field, an egg, off the ground. That's really what you want. And that will ensure nutrient density. You want to get that as local, as close to you as possible. So it's the freshest. Again, the nutrient density is at its highest. So now you're getting much more nutrients per calorie. That's like getting much more work performance out of the same amount of employees. that's really what you're trying to do. So the most successful corporations, well, they maximize their employee output. That's how they're able to exceed and excel. The same thing for you. Just look at that. Look at it like that. The nutrients, the cells, everything that's going on. You just want to maximize what you currently have. Very simple to do.
That's all I got.
That's all I got. What else? Quizzical Genie, what's your goal this week?
What's my what?
What's your goal this week?
What's my goal this week? The bottom two abs are going to pop.
Bottom two abs. Weekend. I like that.
They're almost there. And I've been eating really clean. So they're going to be there any day now.
Any day.
Nice.
Going to go extra hard on my exercises today.
I like that.
Yeah.
So you're even more motivated. By working harder, working longer, you get more motivated to continue and do it even more.
Yeah. Seeing results.
While pushing so hard in other areas where most people could say, man, I got these exams coming up. I'm taking a huge course load. I got a job I'm busy at. I need to downplay this exercise and get my life in order. Yeah. You're doing just the opposite. And you're excelling because of that, not in spite of. That's what people need to understand. Because of that, just like Richard Branson, because of that extra attention to exercise, health, and fitness, you're able to be much more capable.
Yeah. A lot more. It takes a lot of energy to think.
It does.
You need your nutrients, especially if you're working out and thinking.
Absolutely. At a high level, not just sitting there staring at the square on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, that's terrible. That's doom. You need to be out there, be pushing. You need to be training your mind, training your brain, training your abilities, heightening your skills, evolving, constantly evolving everywhere, every aspect that you can evolve. That's the way to keep it going.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Episode 30. 36.
30. Sorry. 30, 36.
Check us out, guys. TheDolceDiet.com. MyDolceDiet.com. Facebook. Answer or leave those questions on Facebook.
Yeah. And check out our new app for Android for the Mike Dolce Show.
Check out the app. Yeah, that's awesome. I can't wait. I have a BlackBerry. I have no apps, but I do have buttons. I can type. That's why I have a BlackBerry.
There's not an app store for BlackBerry?
And you got the two mice in there that are making it work.
I know. Come on, BlackBerry. Get it together, please.
Running on the wheel.
Jesus. Keep checking the iTunes store, guys, also. The app is coming out there. We're just waiting. It's just pending to be released by Apple. So we're excited about that. Shoot us any questions, any comments. Stay up to date. Keep us up to date on what's going on with you. Feel free to drop positive reviews on our Amazon page if you purchased any of our products or here. On the page that you're listening to the Mike Dolce Show. We appreciate it, guys. Thanks to Audible for sponsoring today's show. Visit audiblepodcast.com/Dolce for a free audiobook download. Remember, don't count calories. Make calories count. Boom.
The Mike Dolce Show.
Pussycat.